Welcome to the For Love and Money podcast, the show where business and social purpose meet to inspire a movement for positive change. Here's your host, Carolyn Butler Madden.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the For Love and Money podcast. This is the last episode of 2023. We'll be taking a little break. I'm heading overseas for a bit of a holiday and some excitement as well. I'm actually taking my very first Intrepid travel tour to Morocco, which the regular followers of this podcast will know how much of a fan I am of Intrepid Travel. So it's hard to believe I haven't actually been on one of their tours, but I am doing it. We're going hiking, biking, and camel riding in Morocco, and I'm super, super excited. Today's episode, no guest, just me. I want to reflect on the conversations I've had in the last year with some incredible guests, and I wanted to pick at some of the threads, the themes and insights that are emerging for me. So when I started this podcast back in 2021, it came about as I was writing my book, For Love and Money, of the same name, and I was planning to interview leaders to share their stories in the book. And I thought, great idea to do a podcast at the same time. So the original plan was to do a limited series of 12 episodes. Well, that plan went out the window because I just found, you know, it was amazing. The people I got to interview are people who I consider to be true leaders of our times. And I just love the insights that I got, the stories that came out of it, and just amazing conversations with incredible people. And at the same time, they've been a source of research for me. You know, some of these stories I go on to share through my content and through the speaking I do as well. So I wanted to reflect on some of the conversations this year and some of the themes that have come to the fore. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is one of these. And I interviewed Emma Freivogel through her recruitment company, Radical Recruits. The theme there was about championing diverse and hidden talent. Luli Adeyemo was another one of my guests, and Luli is founder and CEO of Best Case Scenario and a champion for diversity and inclusion. So that episode was about DEI and empowering change makers. And I interviewed a few social enterprise leaders. So Danielle Chale, who is CEO and founder of knitwear company Coco, Knit One Change One. And the theme of our interview was on giving women a voice. Melanie Greblow, combining AI with a human touch through her business Scribed. They're an outsourcing partner with Everyday Impact, which they do by providing skills and employment to victims of domestic violence. Love that. Ravi Prasad, who is an old friend of mine and runs Parliament on King and runs a catering business as well, a social enterprise. And we talked about the future of business, a subject close to my heart. I also interviewed Mindy Liao on becoming a B Corp. Mindy's from B Lab Australia and New Zealand. I interviewed Nimity Zappert on Fair Trade Australia, on living the good life. And then there were the interviews with leaders on brands leading change. So, you know, people like Prisca Ongonga Den from Bearsop. The theme of our interview was small steps towards big change. I co-hosted an interview with Dina Vassallo from Society and Joanne Painter from Icon Agency on brands leading societal progress. So going back into the old industry network and looking at it from a big brand perspective, and that was such a rich conversation. Kelly Beater, who heads up Felix Mobile, one of my clients, and I love this brand. And she talked about the power of a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal. And I just love this conversation because she lent into the fear of setting a goal that scared her and scared them. And she shares, you know, what transpired as a result of doing that. And that was a beautiful interview. The power of community and collaboration is a theme that runs deep through a few interviews. So Abby Pantano from the Impact Collab, you know, she talks about community and collaboration and the community that she is building through the Impact Collab. That theme as well also runs through my interview with Kiralee Graham from Dovetail Social Enterprises, and she talks about small business impact partnerships. There's another theme around creating more human-centric workplaces, and a couple of interviews spoke to that. Graham Cowan, who is an expert on mental health in workplaces, and he talks about creating mentally healthy workplaces. And Nikki Beaumont, founder and CEO of recruitment agency Beaumont People, she talks about the four-day work week. Beaumont People was one of the first Australian businesses to actually embrace and experiment with the four-day work week, and she had some really interesting insights to share on that. Big theme, challenging the purpose of business. I got to interview fellow purpose consultant Afdel Aziz on the power of purpose. So Afdel is co-founder of purpose consultancy Conspiracy of Love, and he's also the author of two books, Good is the New Cool books, great reads. Now, love this next interview, Kimberly Abbott, who is the founder of Vested, and the theme of our interview was redefining millionaire. Kimberly asks us if impacting people's lives is deemed more valuable than money. I absolutely love that conversation with her and love the impact that she's having through her organization over in the UK. Paula Kensington, back on home turf, is a former CFO, Chief Financial Officer, and she talks about flipping the business model, and her interview, it really sets her sights on CFOs as enablers of moving business towards purpose. Leadership, of course, is a theme, and it's a theme that runs through all of these interviews, but particularly in these next two. So Carolyn Tate, who is an author, and she talks about Brave Women Write, which is the title of her latest book. And it's a real call to action for women to share their leadership and open up. And yeah, that was a fantastic interview. And Thomas Mayo on the Voice to Parliament. I mean, obviously we had the referendum this year and the result was, I don't know about you, but for me, and obviously for our First Nations people, for the vast majority of them, absolutely devastating. I invited Thomas onto the For Love and Money podcast because I wanted him to be able to respond to the many questions that were coming up. And he was such an incredible leader during that period. He was here, there, and everywhere. And that has become our most listened to episode of all time. The environment, of course, is such a big, big backdrop to our lives. And I was absolutely delighted to invite Brandon Barber and Kristen Canning from Rainforest Rescue onto the podcast. They are one of my impact partners, and you know, I and my business, The Cause Effect, have a big, hairy, audacious goal of our own to protect 10,000 square meters of rainforest by the end of 2025, which I've got a lot of work ahead of me, but that is the goal. And they came on to talk about protecting rainforests forever. And you know, it was an amazing conversation. And again, it's really shot up the charts to be one of the most listened to episodes. And our most recent episode before this one was on resilience. So featuring keynote speaker Heidi Denning on cultivating resilience in difficult times. And this was an episode, it was an interview I wanted to do after the result of the referendum and with everything that's going on around the world. I don't know about you, but wow, I have struggled in the last few weeks, and resilience is something that I think is, well, it's vital. If you are serious about leading change in the world today, you really need to cultivate resilience. So I figure our listeners of this podcast would benefit from that. And that's what that episode was dedicated to, creating, helping you cultivate resilience in difficult times. Now, my four-legged partner in crime, Monty the Mini Groodle, might have made an unexpected guest appearance at times during some of my interviews. Look, I hope it just adds to the human touch. I actually think businesses becoming more human includes letting go of the need for perfection at times. And we have certainly had to do that in the way we've shown up at times, because we've got big ambitions and limited resources. So perfection is, you know, the barrier to showing up. And sometimes we have had to show up authentically and in our raw selves, right? So that's been 2023. We've had some incredible people join as guests on the podcast. And in these interviews, there is so much gold that these leaders share so generously. So I hope you've got incredible value and inspiration from our podcast this year. There were two themes that I wanted to tease out that ran through many of these interviews, and I think the two themes are actually connected. So the first one is, when I look back, I thought, wow, there's a lot of female guests on here, which kind of raised a bit of a question. And it's a question that's come up in a number of conversations I've been having. And the second theme that I wanted to tease out, which I actually think is connected, is the importance of connecting profit with purpose. So let's dive into the first one. The proliferation of female guests. I also attended the Purpose Conference recently here in Australia. And one of my fellow delegates turned to me and said, there's a lot of women here, don't you think? And it's a question that keeps popping up, right? Are women leading the purpose revolution? Are they leading the purpose movement? Now, personally, I don't think we can make that statement. There are plenty of male leaders who are showing courageous leadership in leading with purpose. But my view is that those leaders, male or female, they're leading with what may be considered traditionally female characteristics. Compassion, empathy, care, love even. Not love in a mushy sense, but love of people, planet, and humanity. That deep love that drives action, right? So this is not what business has been known for previously. But I think it is the opportunity for the future, that those female type characteristics, and, you know, they may seem emotional, but actually it is such a rational opportunity, I believe, that business should create value for all stakeholders, and that society, which is so dominated by business, should be led with compassion, with empathy, with care, and with love for our fellow human beings, with love for our natural environment. And those should be the things that lead us and lead how we behave. So this idea of opportunity, it's a word whose value, I believe, is not given enough credence, right? I subscribe to a brilliant newsletter by Thomas Klafka. He's an ex-trend watching researcher, and his newsletter is called Creative Destruction. It explores thought-provoking perspectives and ideas to create a better future. So right up the alleyway for people who are serious about leading with purpose. Now, there are many articles there that get me thinking differently, but there was one that blew my mind, and it's one I keep going back to. It's titled Pleasure Activism. And the premise of the article is that the organizing principle of the modern world is based on pain. You know, think about it. Brands serve pain points. You slog your way up the career ladder. You do your time. And as he talks about in the article, we trade in pain when we use it to bargain for progress. There is an assumption that the bigger the impact we want to have, the more we have to suffer. And in the article, Thomas says, you know, to solve society's very real challenges, we need to transform our thinking from pain to pleasure. In fact, the punchline of the article is, to build a world that is truly sustainable and just, pleasure needs to replace pain and become the new organizing principle of our future. This goes to the heart of doing work that gives us pleasure and connecting to our purpose. And it unleashes all the feel-good emotions that were no-go zones at the height of shareholder capitalism. You know, for God's sake, don't show your emotions. Let's all hide our humanity because we've got to work in factory-like precision to maximize efficiency and optimize return for shareholders. Well, the tide is well and truly turning, and this podcast is one little proof point of the huge tidal wave of change that is happening around the world. Now, before I go back to the female-male theme that I started this topic on, creative destruction, I will share a link to that in the show notes. Have a look, some really thought-provoking articles on there and a great source of provocation ongoing. Enjoying the podcast? If you're looking for more inspiration, head to our website, thecauseeffect.com.au, for more resources on how you can start using your business as a force for good. Or buy the For Love and Money book. Every copy sold allows us to protect 1 square meter of rainforest. Help us save 10,000 square meters by 2025. So back to the theme around female leadership. So allow me to get stereotypical just a moment. Thinking in stereotypes, men like to fix things, fix problems, right? Women, I think you could say, like to create pleasure. You know, they trade in creating warmth, pleasure, opportunity. So let's go further. You know, the gain from fixing things or solving problems in business is money or profit, which is very extrinsic. The gain from creating pleasure is impact, obviously, but also how it makes you feel, which is intrinsic. So I know this is really simplistic, but I do think it reflects a really important need to rebalance how we think about business. In the past, it's operated from a very male characteristic lens. You know, the future needs to move towards a more female characteristic lens. And I hope I've made that point clearly, that it's not about being male or female. We've got these characteristics, these traits, both male and female, in us, regardless of our gender. It's about letting female characteristics rise so we can balance things out, because ultimately there needs to be greater balance between the two, but the pendulum has to swing to the other side strongly and quickly in order to create that balance. So in some of my keynote speaking, there is a table I share in some of these. It's entitled Business Needs a New Story. And I want to share what that table looks like. At the top, you've got from in one column and to in the other one. And underneath business needs a new story, it says to unlock its full potential, business needs a story inspired by love of people and planet. So it's got to move from this idea of competition to one of collaboration. It's got to move from, you know, focusing on short-term growth, continuous short-term growth, to long-term value creation. It's got to move from, you know, being the biggest, best, most successful and securing a deal to becoming valued, trusted, and loved by building relationships. It's got to move from this idea of win-lose, I win, you lose, not just to win-win, but to the idea of win with. The idea of win-lose or even win-win presupposes that the metaphorical pie stays the same, whereas the idea of win with, it works on the concept that you make a bigger tastier pie for more to enjoy. And that's such a powerful concept, win with. It gets you thinking differently about how to show up. It's also got to move from hollow words to action and internal focus vision to external focus vision. And by that, I mean, most businesses have a vision where they are at the center of it. We want to be the most respected accountancy firm or whatever you want, you know, whatever industry you're in by 2030. An external focus vision is about the impact that you want to contribute to in the world. It's far bigger than you. You alone are not going to achieve it, but you can contribute to it. That's what I mean by an external focus vision. It's also going to move away from this idea of consumers to one of citizens. And it's got to move from focus on being profit-led to balancing profit and purpose. Because quite honestly, we're not going to move from profit-led to purpose-led overnight. We need a balancing. And this very neatly brings me to the second theme that I talked about earlier, that's come through all these interviews, and that's the importance of connecting profit with purpose. So the idea that purpose and profit is binary is just lazy thinking. It lacks imagination and creativity, and it undervalues just how amazingly innovative humans can be when we allow them to unleash their best efforts. Purpose and profit are intrinsically related to each other. There are some in the purpose movement who say purpose-led businesses should, or leaders should, not expect to make a profit. You know, it should be a nice outcome, but it should not be an expectation. It should be about serving your purpose. I call bullshit on that philosophy, and I call it unapologetically. I believe those people aren't thinking ambitiously enough. If you truly care about the impact that you want your business to have, the change you want to contribute to, you need to be able to serve your purpose at scale and or sustainably. And I mean sustainably in the sense that you can maintain this over time. Okay, and that's what profit allows you to do. The more profitable you are, the more impact you can have. Profit and purpose are intrinsically intertwined, related to each other. So I want to leave you with a final thought on this topic. If you think of purpose as the journey you're undertaking, so it combines, you know, your vision of the change you want to make through your business with the experience that you undertake in working towards that vision. So purpose is the journey, and the role of profit, it's the fuel that allows you to undertake the journey. And I think that's a really powerful way of thinking about the relationship between the two. And I've heard that from a number of people. So that's it. We are wrapping up our interviews for 2023. I want to thank you, our listeners, for supporting this podcast. You know, it is steadily growing with each and every episode. And the success of this podcast is 100% down to the people who listen to it and those who share it with others. So I look forward to 2024, where I've got some super exciting interviews lined up. Feel free to get in touch if you'd like to suggest guests I can interview. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please take a moment to rate it on your listening app. That's how, you know, it becomes more known and more people listen to it. And please share it with your network as well. The more listeners we can reach, my hope is the more inspiration will flow to action, and that will contribute to the progress we need to make. So thanks again. And here's to creating positive change in 2024.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the For Love and Money podcast. If you'd like to take a deeper dive into the purpose movement, visit us at thecauseeffect.com.au. And remember, doing good is good for business. So if you're not doing good, then what are you doing?